This is Bhagavad Lila, chapter 7 from 10th canto, Trinavarta Mardan, the killing of the demon Trinavarta. Trina, of course, means a blade of grass. From the beginning of his childhood, Balya Lila, Krishna performed wonderful pastimes one after another. They kept Yashoda and all the Vrijvasis in a state of great astonishment. Simply by hearing Krishna's Balya Lila, all the dirty things in one's mind immediately vanish. Krishna's childhood pastimes are so attractive that they give automatic pleasure to the mind and ear. And when one hears about Krishna's pastimes, then his attachment to hear about mundane, useless material things, which is the root cause a material existence, disappears. When baby Krishna was propping up in his cradle, propping up his body in his cradle, attempting to rise and turn around, it was time to observe the Uttana ceremony. Uto means getting up. This is, in other words, Uttana Ekadasi is at the end of Chaturmasya, and Krishna is born in about the middle of Chaturmasya. So it was around 2 months or so after his birth. Uttan, like the demigods wake up and get up. Uttan, Uto. So Uttan Ekadasi represents that day that Krishna got up also. And Gokul, very interesting. This is the time when the child is supposed to leave the house for the first time. After Krishna turned 3 months old, it says here, Mother Yashoda celebrated this ceremony with other gopis. The moon was in Rohini constellation, as the same as his birth, Rohini Nakshatra. The brahmanas were invited and chanted Vedic mantras. Professional musicians took part. It was a grand festival, Mahotsav. Bathing Krishna, Yashoda gave the brahmanas food, grains, and edibles, cows, and flower garlands. Yashoda saw Krishna was sleepy. She placed him underneath a household handcart in the corner of the courtyard. That cart was loaded with heavy utensils. Krishna fell asleep, and then Yashoda went to tend to the guests. And she could not hear when the child was crying because of the hubbub of the visitors. There was a ghost named Shakat Asura. Of course, Shakat means cart. He's the cart demon. He had entered into the wooden frame of that bale gadi, bullock cart, with an evil intention. He wanted to crush that baby that was sleeping under the cart by becoming very heavy inside that wood, and the wood would just fall apart and crush down on Krishna. This handcart was another form of Shakat Asura himself. Krishna was demanding to suck his mother's breast, and he angrily kicked his legs upward with the intention of killing the demon. Although Krishna's little legs were as soft as leaves, when he struck the wooden cart with them, that heavy wooden cart violently turned over and collapsed. The wheels separated from the axle. The hubs and spokes fell apart, and a pole of the handcart broke. The heavy metal utensils scattered here and there, making a loud clanging and banging sound. Bam, bang, bang. Vishnath Chakravarti comments that as Vaman avatar, the Lord had extended his foot to a great height so as to penetrate the coverings of the universe. When Krishna killed the demon Hiranyakashipu, he had to assume a special feature in the Sringadeva. But as the Krishna avatar, Govinda, exert himself to do anything. In the form of Krishna, the Lord exhibits unlimited potency. Just by touching the cart with his little foot, it fell to pieces. When all the assembly saw this cart was smashed all over the place, they were shocked and they were wondering, how did this happen? could not understand. They thought it must have been the work of a demon or an evil planet. There were some children standing by who witnessed the whole thing, and they said as soon as Krishna kicked the wheel, the cart collapsed. Gopas and gopis, unaware of Krishna's unlimited prowess, didn't believe the foolish children, fearing that some evil planet had attacked Krishna. Mother Yashoda picked up her crying child and suckled him. Then she called pandits to chant Vedic mantras and perform a Mangala Yajna. The strong coward man reassembled the heavy cart with its contents. Nanda Baba took Krishna's lap and invited the Brahmanas to perform a yajna to appease the evil planet. When Brahmanas are free from envy, and when Brahmanas are free from untruthfulness, pride, grudges, and disturbance caused by the opulence of others, and when Brahmanas are free from false prestige, then, and only then, their blessings have some effect. If they don't have all these qualities, if they're proud and untrue and lying cheaters, then of course they have no power to bless anyone. While the pandits chanted Vedic mantras, Nanda bathed his son with water and herbs and fed the Brahmanas with chuck-a-chuck bhog. Nandan Baba gave the Brahmanas cows decorated with garlands and gold necklaces. The Brahmins reciprocated with Nanda by giving blessings. Even they blessed Krishna also. All of these Brahmanas were yogis who had mystic powers, so their blessings were powerful. One day, a year after Krishna's birthday, Mother Yashoda was playing with baby Krishna, lifting him up in her arms and pretending to let him fall, so he laughed, throwing him up in the air and catching him like mothers do. Yeah. While this playing, Mother Yashoda suddenly felt her child to be as heavy as the entire universe. She could no longer hold him. Knowing that a great demon was coming, Krishna did this so his mother would not suffer any difficulty in the presence of the demon. Astonished, Mother Yashoda thought that her son was being attacked by another ghost or demon. She placed Krishna on the ground and started praying to Narayan and called Brahmanas to counteract the disturbance, and she went to do household chores. One demon sent by Kamsa named Trinavarta came on the scene in the form of a tufan, cyclone. He had the power of Mahima City, becoming bigger than the biggest. He picked up Krishna and whisked him into the air. That whirlwind, that tufan, cyclone, created so much dust that everyone in Gokul was blinded. Terrible, frightening sound in all directions and darkness everywhere. Yashoda couldn't find her son. She became mad. She threw herself on the ground like a cow lost her calf, and she lamented very pitifully, "Oh, my son, my son." When a dust storm subsided and people could see again, the gopis ran to the side of Mother Yashoda to comfort her. Then they joined Yashoda in searching for the lost Krishna. Rising higher and higher in the sky, Trinavarta was carrying Krishna. Suddenly, Yogeshwara Krishna became very, very heavy, and the demon could no longer rise anymore. Suddenly, Krishna became as heavy as a mountain. Trinavarta tried to throw him off his neck. Then at that moment, Trinavarta thought, "Hey, wait a minute. This Krishna is somebody special." Krishna was grasping this demon by the throat, and the demon started choking, but he couldn't make any sound because Krishna squeezed his throat. His eyes popped out. Point, point! The demon lost his life and fell to the ground along with Krishna. Gopis were crying because of Krishna's absence, and they saw Trinavarta land on a big slab of stone that smashed his limbs. And they quickly ran up and picked up Krishna, who was happily playing on the demon's broad chest. They delivered child Krishna to Mother Yashoda's loving arms. Everyone was happy to see that he was unhurt and happy. Nanda Maharaj told the others that we all must have done tremendous austerities for a long time and worship God. And done a lot of public service. And as a result of this, our Krishna has returned to us. Seeing all the astonishing things that were happening in Braja Gokul. Again and again, Nanda Maharaj was remembering the words of Vasudeva spoken in Mathura. One day, Yashoda took Krishna on her lap and fed him from her breast. As she touched Lala and gazed at his beautiful, brilliantly smiling face, Gopal suddenly yawned. With great astonishment, Yashoda saw within Lalaji's mouth the entire sky, heavenly planets, sun, moon, earth, seas, islands, mountains, rivers, forests, living entities, moving and non-moving. Wow! By Yoga Maya, Yashoda thought that Krishna was an ordinary child. But just to show Yashoda what kind of child she had on her lap, Krishna took this opportunity to show his Virata Rup, universal form, within his tiny child mouth. Seeing the entire universe within his son's mouth, Mother Yashoda's heart began to throb as she murmured, "How wonderful! How wonderful!" Although Yashoda became absorbed in extraordinary thoughts, she did not actually like seeing Krishna's opulence.